Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
Just two friends who love to talk about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Yeah, which is occasionally limited. Which is why I like to tell people that we are not experts, we're just podcast hosts. So, you know, seek support, first and foremost, from a doctor and or a mental health professional, as needed, for any of your questions that you call or write into us about.
Hey, it's great to be back here on a mini-app.
Are you pumped to answer some cues?
I am pumped. I'm ready. I'm excited.
I have to say, for someone who is going through the experience of not sleeping with a new baby, you've got a lot of energy and pep in your step.
Oh, why, thank you. I have a gleam in my eye.
You do.
Well,
you're sparkling.
I recently, about two nights ago, I cut out my middle of the night pump session.
Oh, look.
So I actually am feeling a little more peppy.
Well, I love it. I love the spirit. If you do want to reach us with your questions or comments, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, hit us up on the jeans.
Look at you. You're back. You're abbreviating. You've got a big water bottle with you. You're hydrating.
I'm becoming you.
I like it, Dory. You're hydrating and abbreviating. Spencer's story. So we got a couple responses to the mini episode I recorded while you were on maternity leave with Jackie Michelle Johnson.
Oh, Queen Jackie.
I mean, truly the number one honey of all time. Mm-hmm. Host of Natch Butte, and I wanted to start things off with this email because it was a response to a conversation we had about things we did when we were younger that now we're like, what? Mm-hmm. Okay, so here, this is what the person says. After listening to your latest podcast discussing beauty mishaps of the past, I wanted to share mine. I dealt with acne for years, age 11 up, before realizing I was over-treating it like crazy. I was using washes, toners, and lotions with way too many harsh ingredients like benzoyl peroxide and making my acne worse. My acne cleared once I adopted a simple routine with a gentle cleanser I love, which is Aveeno Clear Complexion Foaming Cleanser and Moisturizer, CeraVe PM. I think I was so afraid of what my skin would look like without harsh ingredients that I kept using them even though they weren't working. Hope this can help someone else suffering with problem skin.
Yes. I remember using Retin-A as a teen.
Is that a prescription?
It was. Product? Yeah. I don't know if it still is, but it was at the time. And I just remember like my skin becoming like dry and flaky.
Ooh.
And it not even like really helping with my zits that much. And yet I kept using it.
Yeah. Well, there's that weird fear, right? That if you don't use it, mm-hmm. whatever issue that you have considered a problem will get worse.
Totally.
So this was a very, you know, I am trying, I don't deal with acne. So I'm not saying that this is a similar experience, but I am trying to kind of minimize my product routine lately. Mm-hmm. Just to see what happens. And it feels good to lighten the load.
Yeah.
You know, good on your wallet and good in your bathroom counter.
Amen to that.
We have another follow-up to that app, Dory.
Great. Let's hear it.
I really loved what this person had to say.
Hi, this is Ashley. I was just calling in response to your goal-digging mini episode about things that you've changed in your beauty routine or have moved on with. So along with the anti-oil phase of the late 90s, early aughts, and the everyday hair washing, thanks to podcasts like yours, I have also realized that I don't actually have to do something. Like, I don't have to wear heels to that event or have to wear Spanx with that dress. I don't actually have to do anything. And that's been the most liberating thing that's changed for me within just this past year. I can wear a full face of makeup one day or the next day just wear sunscreen. I can dabble. I can do anything I want to. And for some reason, I never realized that. And again, thanks to podcasts like yours, 435 and Natch Butte, I've just been living my best life. So thanks to you both, Kate and Dory. Hope you have a great day.
You know, I'm tattooing that entire voicemail across my chest because it resonated with me so deeply.
Well, if that is what you want to do,
I can do it.
You can do it.
Have you had a thing? It's interesting. The caller mentioned two things that I also at some point was like, oh, I don't have to do that.
Spanx.
Spanx.
Yeah.
Why did we think we had? I mean, I know why. Patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And the patriarchal, like the world of fashion kind of enforcing body standard. Blah, 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 blah. Kate, shut up. The point is, Spanx?
No.
When did you stop? What was the moment?
I don't remember a moment per se. I just remember, like, I just stopped wearing them at, you know, if I had to go to a wedding or whatever. I didn't wear them at my wedding because my dress had, like, a low-cut back. And I remember just being like, oh, okay. And I was much more comfortable than I think I would have been if I had worn Spanx.
Yes. I bet you, when you were able to enjoy yourself more.
Yeah.
I recently, in the past few years, have realized it's okay if my underwear lines show in fancy outfits.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I used to buy, like, I don't wear, I'm not a thong wearer. I know some people are regular thong wearers. They don't work for me and my comfort. But I would, like, suffer through them so that no one could see an underwear line.
That's such a good example.
Who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do give a shit, that's fine.
Right.
But, God, you don't have to.
No, you don't have to. You know, I'd love to hear from listeners.
This would be a fun list.
About some more things that they stopped doing.
Yeah. Because heels are another one. I'm 5'10". I've never felt comfortable wearing heels. Mm-hmm. And yet, I assumed it was the appropriate shoe to wear to a dressy event.
Mm.
It ain't.
No, but, like, I like a heel.
But again, no qualms if
totally.
You do.
But I stopped wearing, you know what, though? I don't wear pointy shoes anymore.
See, everyone is just...
Mm-hmm. And my toes are so much happier.
Yes, comfort is so crucial to enjoying yourself. Yeah,
fully.
So, yeah, Story, I think your call to listeners, what have you realized you don't have to do?
Yeah. Hit us up.
Because you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Mm-mm.
Except listen to this podcast.
That's a requirement.
We have another response to this episode because we put a call out, or a listener put a request out for affordable makeup brushes.
Mm.
Someone waiting.
Great cue.
Here we go.
Hi, Kate, Dory, and Jackie, I guess, although I don't know if you'll be on this episode. Probably not. Anyway, I just had to pause the pod to call in to say, if you're shopping for makeup brushes at Target, the Sonia Castic line is freaking incredible. I have two of the brushes so far. They just came out a couple months ago, or they just revamped a couple months ago, and the ones they have are wonderful. They're very soft. They have a slightly cheaper and a slightly more expensive, like, in the... But I think the slightly cheaper are all like under 10. The slightly more expensive are all a little over 10, between 10 and 15. But the two I have one that I use for bronzer and one that I use as a crease brush, and I absolutely love them. They're super soft. They wash well. And you should definitely try them yourself. And I recommend it to all of the other listeners out there. All right. I hope that everything is going well in L.A., it's finally getting sunny out here in the Boston area. All right. Bye, guys.
Look, I love a weather update.
Oh, same.
From wherever a listener is from.
Yes.
I love same. Knowing.
Same.
What's going on?
Especially on the East Coast. You know, people just really embrace summer.
They do. And I imagine the Midwest.
Yeah.
Basically anywhere where it's not warm year round.
Right.
What makeup brushes do you use? Do you know? Do you have a brand loyalty?
Oh, gosh. I feel like... I've used, you know, I haven't worn makeup, like I haven't put on like a full face of makeup in so long that I don't even remember like what I use.
Is it possible that your brushes are your hands? Is that a weird way of saying, like, do you just dip into?
I'm feeling very Edward Scissorhands. Like my fingers are brushes.
Edward brush hands.
Edward brush hands. Dory brush hands.
Oh, no. Oh no.
You missed me.
I did. Dory brush hands. Oh God. Oh my God. If I was an artist, I would create that. Dory brush hands.
Oh my God.
You'd just be like doing everybody's makeup right and left.
Sometimes I'd be painting.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sorry. I think I've used like bare I've used a Bare Minerals brush before. I think I've used like Sephora house brand brushes.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing that people invest. Like, I just would just kind of grab whatever I saw.
Yeah, I've never. I think for eyeshadow, I had like a Stila brush.
The reason I asked about your brush hands is because like maybe you're just using like a cream blush.
No, I am. Yeah. So when I have been slapping on some makeup, I've been using a cream blush and just blending it with my brush hands.
I can't stop laughing. I'm so sorry.
And then I have been using an eyeshadow brush that I think is either a Stila or a Bobbi Brown brush that I've had like forever.
Me too. This is one of those things that I don't replace. I did like last year when we started the podcast, I bought new brushes because the podcast made me think of it.
Yeah. Well, and also cleaning your brushes.
I don't do it.
Yeah. I'm real lax about that.
I am too. I don't feel like brush cleaner is a thing I want to spend money on.
Well, you don't have to. You can
just rinse
clean your brush with like you can put hand soap and water.
Okay.
You don't have to get like special brush cleaner. When I used to wear foundation every day, my foundation brush, I would actually clean that occasionally because I felt like it did get really gunky. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now that I have brush hands,
sorry, I can't do it. Oh, boy.
Oh, what a time.
You know.
Well, we're going to take a short break.
Yes, we are.
BRB. I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they manage to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Well, we're back.
We are.
I'm going to read this email.
This felt like it was tailor-made for you.
I have a lot of thoughts about this.
I can't wait to hear them.
Okay. Here we go. I'm planning for the impending arrival of my first child and am fortunate enough to receive 16 weeks of paid maternity leave from my company, which I do not take for granted. That's amazing. This may sound like a crazy question, but what am I supposed to do during maternity leave? I mean, I know the answer to that, generally speaking, is, quote, bonding with my newborn. What does that mean, though? My husband only gets 2 weeks off, and my understanding is that most visitors will want to come in the first month. So suddenly, I'm just picturing a lot of time alone with my infant in the apartment. I'm a first-time mom and an introvert, so I fear that I'll be hesitant to leave the apartment and instead go stir crazy. I'm also prone to anxiety and think that the possibility of postpartum depression is very real for me. Do you have any suggestions for self-care practices that I can employ in those first 4 months to help me keep it together? For example, one small thing I'm going to do is invest in some cute loungewear so I'm not sitting inside in my ratty old pajamas, hoping that will make me feel more like a human. Well, first of all, congratulations.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Very exciting. And it's great that you are getting 16 weeks of paid maternity leave.
Heck yeah. That's
totally
that's great.
So to your first question, what are you supposed to do during maternity leave? What I was not totally anticipating was how much time just disappears when you have a baby. You're feeding them, you're changing their diapers, you're trying to put them to sleep. They're not going to sleep. You feed them again. Change their diaper again. Try to put them asleep again. Maybe they go down. Now they're down. Now you have an hour. You're so tired.
There's dishes in the sink.
There's dishes in the sink. Maybe you want to take a nap because everyone says nap when the baby naps.
Everybody says it.
Everyone says it, but you can't always do it.
Nope, you're wide awake the
you're
second
wide
that baby
awake.
Naps.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you hear, oh, you're supposed to feed a newborn every 2 to 3 hours. But you don't realize is that means from when you started feeding them, not from when you finished feeding
yes.
them.
Yes. Oh, totally.
So if you started feeding the baby at noon and it takes and you're breastfeeding and they're on the boob for 45 minutes, you don't have 2 hours from 12:45. You have to feed them again at 2.
You're back.
You're back. And if you are trying to put them down for a nap, because all newborns do is eat, poop, and sleep, by the time you do that, you got to feed them again. So it's like this endless cycle.
And it takes up a lot of time.
It takes up a lot of time. Because quote, putting them down for a nap.
LOL.
Like, sometimes that happens. Sometimes it doesn't.
No.
Sometimes they're just crying and inconsolable and you're like, ugh. So I found that there was just like I would just be like, oh, the day is gone.
Yeah. 7 o'clock all of a sudden.
Yeah. There's also like a lot of sitting around. Because if the baby is asleep, again, like you're just like, you're kind of shell shocked.
Yeah. And your body is recovering.
I also, yes, that's a really good point. I had a C-section. So like I wasn't mobile.
Yeah, you weren't doing jumping jacks.
The first 2 weeks I wasn't allowed to drive.
Yeah.
I was pretty much housebound. Even like walking didn't feel good. So, you know, I don't know what kind of birth you're going to have, but like, even if you have a vaginal birth, you might be in a lot of pain too. You know, you're probably not going to want to be doing that much.
I think also this person has 16 weeks of maternity leave.
Yeah.
And what is crazy, or what was crazy to me, is how much your ability to go out and do stuff changes as the child gets older. Mm-hmm. Like, your confidence grows, but also, like, they become, not always. Again, we're speaking in broad terms here, because who knows what your experience
is. Totally.
Like. But, you know, what you're doing when the child is 3 months versus what you're doing when the child is 2 weeks old is going to probably be very different.
Yes. I mean, as we are recording this, Henry is 7 weeks old, and he's so different than he was a month ago. In terms of being an introvert and being prone to anxiety, I would suggest seeking out a mommy and me group or some sort of new mother support group. I've been going to one and it's been great so far. So I would definitely do that. I would also, you know, think about going to therapy with someone who specializes in postpartum issues. So those would be a couple of things I would suggest. Also, the new mom groups are a great way to meet other moms.
Yeah.
And you can, like, go for walks with them. You can go to Baby and Me movies with them. You can, you know, there's, like, to build a kind of support system of people who are going through the same thing you're going through, I think is really important.
I also think one thing I did when my first child was born, I was on maternity leave for December, January, and February in New York City, and it was really cold, and I was in kind of a mom support group, but I didn't really know anyone else I was very isolated. It felt very isolated. So one thing I tried to do was leave my house once a day. We would walk like 3 blocks to a coffee shop. I would get a coffee and we would walk home, and that would be it for the day. This was especially a little early on. And just having like that goal where it's like, here's my task for the day. We didn't always do it.
I'm still there.
Yeah, totally.
I'm still at the leaving the house once a day is like the goal.
It's a lot of work to leave a house by yourself with a baby.
Well, and also, you know, even though Henry's 7 weeks and he's not, and I'm not also not exclusively breastfeeding, so he's not like attached to my boob, but I am breastfeeding and I'm pumping, and like, you know, I can't be gone for that long without breastfeeding or pumping.
Yeah.
Because then my boobs will get engorged and it'll be really painful. So like, that's another thing I just have to, that's always like a calculation in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Even if like I've left him home with Matt, you know, and I'm not worried about like someone watching him, it's like, well, I got to worry about my boobs.
Yeah. You got to watch those boobs.
So I don't know.
I love that the listener did invest in new loungewear, because that really made a difference for me personally. Like, feeling really good in the soft, gentle clothes that you're wearing helped me so much.
And if you are breastfeeding, I would say get pajamas that button up.
Good call.
The other thing that has been great for me is I have been reading on the Kindle app on my iPad, like sometimes while I'm breastfeeding, or, you know, that's just been really, I take out a lot of books from the library and I've been able to read a lot of books. So I would say invest in some sort of e-reader. They're also nice, like if you're feeding in the middle of the night in bed and you don't want to wake your partner, it's nice to, you know, just have that. And then you can watch stuff. And
I mean, Schitt's Creek would be a great new baby show.
You're just saying.
I'm just saying. No, it's just because it's light. It's not stressful. There's a billion episodes.
Yeah.
They're 20-something minutes. You could knock them out in a feeding session.
Yeah.
I watched the show Skins while I was with my
newborn. Oh, Skins.
It's a little more intense, but it's nice to have a show that you can just like put on while it's 2 a.m.
Yes.
Anyway, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. It's going to be great.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping. And they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. All right, let's head back to the voicemail zone.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Kristen calling from New Jersey. Kate, I was wondering, you've talked a little bit about issues that you've had in the past or that you might be currently struggling with anger. And so I'm 24, about to be 25, and I'm in a PhD program, and I'm feeling very overwhelmed. And for the first time in my life, I have been finding that sometimes those feelings of being overwhelmed will easily switch over to anger that's being directed at like things that I'm not actually angry about, but I'm just so overwhelmed and upset with like a lack of control over all the stress in my life that I just get angry. And I've never been a person to get angry. And I don't really know how to differentiate sometimes, I feel like, between like just feeling overwhelmed and upset versus feeling like righteously angry about things that should make me angry. So any advice that you guys have in regards to what you've learned about yourself and being a woman and getting angry would be really appreciated. Love you guys. Bye.
What an interesting question.
It is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my first thing always is this is a great thing to discuss with a therapist, mm-hmm. because anger, I just know as a person who that's a default emotion for me and has been my whole life,
mm-hmm.
Getting to the source of it in a way that doing without shame, because
yes.
Kind of a byproduct I have found of responding to things in anger is then feeling great shame about doing that. So
that's so interesting.
Oh, I'm a real piece of work. So I just think like this is a great like mental health professional area, but the question did lead me to just kind of think about how we view anger.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we talked about this a little bit with Rebecca Traister in a
yes.
past episode of just like, the way we view anger, especially in women, and then especially in women of color, you know, this goes on and on, is that it's a negative, it's such a negative thing.
Or that we need to turn it into something productive.
Right. Or that we need to change it and be positive or quote unquote channel our anger.
Yes.
And it sounds like you are sitting with it and observing it. And you sound very like you have a very deep presence about kind of what's going on. And I think that's the right place to be in.
Mm-hmm.
One of my daughters, the way she handles things is with anger. Like that's her default emotion right now in her life. And I always try to say to her, like, you can be angry about this, but we have to talk, like we have to talk about it together.
Yeah.
Like it's, so I'm trying to validate her emotion, but also try to give her tools with how to like constructively handle it. I don't know if I'm doing a good job, but that's something that it's been in
that's
my
tough.
Brain. Cause I've got a 6-year-old who's angry at me a lot, slamming doors.
Oh boy.
Oh, it's a whole thing. Is anger a thing for you? Has that come up a lot for you?
Anger. I I wouldn't say anger so much as like, I feel like I get irritable.
Interesting.
Like I feel like I lose patience, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I don't know that it necessarily crosses into anger. Maybe I feel like it's more like frustration,
which is a gentle cousin of anger.
A cousin of anger. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Do you have tools for when it arises for just existing with it?
I mean, I think I don't like how I feel when I get that way. Yeah. And so if I'm able to sort of like reel it in, not control it, but just like figure out why I'm feeling that way, like what is really bothering me, that helps.
I mean, this listener also said they're in a PhD program.
Yes.
Which academically, that sounds very stressful. Possibly financially, that's stressful. You do have a lot of big things going on
there. Yeah.
And so examining what the way maybe stress is manifesting into anger might also be a good thing to look at.
I like that advice.
You know, thank you,
mm-hmm.
Dory Brushham.
Well,
Dory, we have one final email here.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I've been listening to your podcast since November of 2018. I'm still trying to catch up on all the episodes. It's a constant source of positivity in my life.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you. Kate, you've really inspired me this month with your gratitude practice. I'm gay, and in case you don't know, June is Pride Month. This Pride, instead of going to the parties or supporting any of the corporations which are creating Pride collections and products, I am reaching out to all my queer friends and letting them know that I care about them. For those near me, I'm setting aside time to meet up, have picnics, and spend quality time together. For those far away, I'm writing letters and, in one case, scheduling a bi-weekly masking and self-care FaceTime. It can be really easy to have negative feelings about yourself when you're not when you're not straight or cis. And so I'm trying to unequivocally let my friends know that even when they are having a hard time loving themselves for any reason, that I love them and that I'm grateful for them.
What a lovely email.
I have goosebumps. You are an awesome friend.
Yeah.
And what a way to celebrate Pride Month. That's
amazing.
Amazing. And happy Pride to you and all our queer listeners. We are allies.
Mm-hmm.
We are celebrating with you.
Yeah.
But thank you. These are such great suggestions, and you are brightening up so many lives.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, Dory,
this has been great.
This has been great. I'm so happy you're back into the mini world.
Me too. I'm going to go put on some makeup.
With your hands?
With my brush hands.
Oh, God. We're never going to not talk about brush hands. Thanks, everybody, so much for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.